This Father's Day weekend, it's the annual tradition here in Carroll of the 40th annual Bud Open, but this year is going to be a little bit different. In fact, a whole lot different. Bob Fassbender is joining us here in the studio. Bob, you've been associated with the Bud Open since the beginning, haven't you?
Since day one in 1981 when we first started this, and Skate Town Rollers won the first 16-inch Bud Open. So it's been a labor of love through the years. I had a lady make a quilt for me, Marie Vernami, and it's got the first 33 years, and we ran out of shirts, so I got to get the last 7 years on. She's making a new quilt for me now, so to catch up with all the front and backs of all the T-shirts. And there's a brand new one this year. It's a new digital machine that Graphic Edge doesn't have anymore, so they have to send out for it. So it's an expensive shirt, $31, but it's a beautiful shirt. It's nice and lightweight. It absorbs the perspiration. It's got all 40 years on of all the Bud Open T-shirts. Great looking shirt, great feel. Man, you need to get one. I got a dozen ordered. I had a few in, and all you need to do is stop into the store and you'll be able to feel it.
Yep, stop into Michael's Shoes if you want to see that. It's a really cool shirt. We'll post some pictures of that coming up on Facebook here in a few minutes. But this has been a tournament that has been, at times, one of the biggest in the state in the 90s, wasn't it?
It was, and I'm chairman of the Iowa 60-inch Hall of Fame, and it's really neat to listen to some of their proclamations in their Hall of Fame speech saying the highlight of their career was playing at the Bud Open in Carroll, Iowa. So it is a fantastic tournament. People love coming here. It's a tournament that people put a little asterisk by, say, hey, I want to go to the Bud Open in Carroll. And I know some guys there that are in the Hall of Fame that I'm inviting them up. I say, hey, this is one of the last ones. We do a special little ceremony. And we're going to induce everybody that's been inducted in the Iowa 16-inch Hall of Fame here onto the field and bring them out and introduce them. So, like I say, it's a highlight of a lot of those players' careers. And I know a lot of them. There was one guy, I can't remember his name offhand. He had played in the first, 37 Bud Open, but he hasn't played in the last few. But so that's a tough thing. And I will get my at-bat at the Bud Open here, so...
So you're gonna step in.
I'm gonna step in and take a bat at some point in time during the game. So
very well deserved, Bob. By very well deserved. But this is a tournament that has just run the gamut. I mean, you've run into pots about every single kind of weather situation, tournament situation. It's had it all.
You know, the farmers love me because it always rained when the Bud Open came. So hopefully that it happens again this year too, because we really do need the rain. I'll work around it, whatever that works. I've done it in the past. That's why I talk to the umpires and players, say, hey, we go to Carroll, we know we're going to play. So hopefully that's what's going to be again this year. It's the 40th. It's kind of sad, but Jim wants to move on to some different things. And I think next year we're going to do something at sub-state time with some Budweiser money there too. So hopefully we'll keep in touch with the Bud Open and refer to it back in times. I still need volunteers for this year. Lynn Kenobi Krause, her phone number is 830-5671. She's taking down names. Whatever you want to work at this weekend, we've got some spots open Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. We just need a few extra workers out there. If you've got nothing to do this weekend and want to come down and donate a few hours, please do.
Yeah, absolutely. You can help all over the place, whether it's the entry fee, whether it's the concession stand, whatever. You may be running some things back and forth. I mean, people of any skill level can come on out. You don't need to know anything about softball to help out, right?
Not one bit. I had some Boy Scouts one year that came up and kept score, so I'd love for them to come on, and I'll put them to work Sunday morning or wherever, whenever they show up.
Again, how do people get involved, Bob? What do they need to do? They need to contact you or who?
They can contact me or Lynn Kenobi Krause. She's taking down names, and she actually has a spreadsheet out there and listed out the number of people at each venue that we need to have to keep things running smoothly. So at the gate, at the concession stand, upstairs scorekeeping, the beer stand, of course, that's a very important part. To the teams, there is a large beer drinking trophy that'll be on display that you can take home with you since it's before this, so it's not going to be a traveling trophy. So sign your team up when you get a 12-pack. Sign your team up, and we'll see at the end who gets the beer drinking trophy. So
that's a permanent one, then.
That's a permanent one. They can take it home. So
Yeah, that's one thing the Bud Open has always provided is a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, and a whole lot of cold beverages.
I get people that call me all the time and say, man, I'm glad you're having that again this year. I just love sitting on the fence, especially on the south field, which usually where the biggest games are, and leaning on the fence and having a cold Budweiser. So hopefully that's true again this year. The way it looks, we're close to maybe 20 teams, if I work on it quick. Last time we had it in 2019, there was 18 teams, and I really can't pass out all the money, in which I want to. So, you know, the $1,000 first place prize money, 500 second, 300 third, 200 fourth, fifth 125, and sixth 125. Plus, they get trophies, plus they get Budweiser goods, whether it's hats, a bat bag, T-shirts, whatever. We'll pass some stuff out there, and we should have a souvenir for the 40th. To pass out to the fans, too. So please come down and support the Bud Open at least one last time. 2021, we couldn't do anything last year. Last year, I got the Rotary Club and myself, we painted the whole complex. So it looked so bad last year, and I thought, man, we got to do something to spruce this up. Bud Open's next year, the last one. So it really looks nice. It's painted, it's ready to come in. And ready for some Bud Open teams to play and some Bud Open teams to have some Budweisers.
All right. So once again, if you want to volunteer, contact Bob down there at Michael's Shoes or let somebody know that you can do whatever you want to do on any of the days there. But 40th Annual Bud Open Softball Tournament, it's happening this Father's Day weekend. Get out there and volunteer for it.